Bueno. Now there's first of all that the goal of this Shara Shlishi, which is the Shara of Aveda Protus, the goal is to get to Simcha. What's for Simcha? So we have a Raya from the Pasuk. And the Rashi over there in Shabbos Tav Samach Gimel state that the way to get to Simcha, so a shocking Rashi, we said this week, that Rashi says that the way for a person to get to Simcha is by Holach Bedarkei Libcha Lahovin Mabel Libcha Lefi Roi Zeinecha. State in this Rashi in Shabbos Tav Samach Gimel that the way for a person to get to Simcha is by understanding what's in his heart, using his own eyes to see what's in his heart. Is obviously from the fact that the Pasuk and the Rashi says that the way to get to Simcha is by checking what's inside your heart. So obviously we're not talking about a Simcha of a mood change. Obviously we're talking about something much deeper, because if we're talking about a mood, what do I care what's in my heart? As the Teretz says, we're talking about the Simcha of what we spoke about last week, V'harifna Hashem Alekeinu, the Simcha of being in harmony with Torah, the Simcha of being in harmony in Torah. And that Simcha of being in harmony in Torah requires that a person checked Lashon Rashi, Lahavin Mabel Libcha, to understand what's going on in your heart. What's about your heart? Your heart is the makom of your Ritzonus. Hachin Levav HaMelecha, your heart is the makom of the Ritzonus. The heart is the makom of the Midas. The heart is the makom of the She'ifas. And in order to be happy with your Torah, you have to know what's going on in your heart. What does your heart want? What are your tzeinus? What's vilstu? So a person could be learning, and he could be doing mitzvahs, he could be davening, but his heart wants something else. Lahavin ma'abalikha. What does your heart want? What's your real rotzen? What's your she'ifa? What's vilstu? And until you're not going to find out what your heart wants, you're not going to be able to be happy, because the happiness means that you're at peace. It means the Hagdara of this Rashi in Shabbos HaSamach Gimel means that Simcha comes from the fact that a person's, we'll call it life, his reality, his actions, are in tandem and working b'shlemos with his heart, with his lev. So if the lev wants one thing, and what the lev wants is not what you're doing, so you're not going to be happy, and you're always going to be ill at ease. And how do you find out what's in your heart? Zak Rashi, the Firoi, say, go find out. Go figure it out. Find out what's in your heart. Find out what your heart wants. And if you find out what your heart wants, what your label, what's your real Ritzonus? I saw a Moshe from Volbe. He says that, you know, Amol, you could be sitting, how do you know what a person really wants? How do you know what a person's real ritzonus are? What a guy gets a chias from? He gives a mashal. He says you can have a person who's a masmid and learned, makachir, and this is to learn, and I can, and he knows, and he says, and he's a lamdan, a shachas the muzer a little bit. But you know when he gets a chiyas, you know when his eyes light up? When you tell him, oh, you said a good shavuos, oh, you ain't enough. So he's doing all the right things, but he gets a chiyas from somewhere else. I'm always sitting at a shavuot bachas. He's sitting with a guy there, and they're talking, and then the topic moves over to a certain topic, and then boom, chiyas amazing. A yomri. The guy also says, and his eyes light up, and he gets it. It does. For some people, they're talking about food. Some people money, business, and for some people it could be even Torah. That's the guy's chiyas. The guy is blind, he's sleeping. He started to say a good word, he opened his eyes. Oh, then you know what the guy's chiyas is. It happens all the time, by the way. The guy was quiet until something ignited him. That's where you touch the guy's chiyas. What's your chiyas? Not what you do. So kol zman, a person's lev, a person's shifas, a person's ritzonus aren't working in harmony, so a person's not happy. You do it. You can do it your whole life. You're not going to be defeated because your lave wants something else. No, what's in your lathe? You have to go check. Now, this business of checking what's in your lathe is a very, very uncomfortable process. And generally speaking, we stay away from it, far away from it. Far away from it. Most people, by the way, never have the guts, he speaks about it later on, that I show, to check what's going on in their lathe because they're not so happy with what they're going to see over there. So people would rather live their entire lives ill at ease with the gap between their actions and their lathe, what Rashi calls over here, lahovin ma belibcha lefi ro'ezeinecha, then take a real look at what's going on in their heart. So what's he really saying now? Now we go weiter. What he's really saying is that if you want to have simcha from Torah, if you want to have shlemos from Torah, if you want to get to what I described last week as vaharev, no, you want the Torah to be ore, if you want it to mix with you, taruvis, you want it to blend with you, and memela, you want it to be sweet, because if it blends with you, if it has a place to land, if it has a market to be koinish visa, then it's going to be pleasant. There's a hakdama. That means the ikkar message of the Ali Shur is that there's a hakdama to Torah. You have to prepare the lave, that the lave is a lave that's ready to receive the Torah. For hochem levav melecha. You have to have your lave, has to be ready to receive the Torah. You have Torah, you have ruchnis, you have Eivishta. Is your lave ready for it? Lahovin ma belibcha. Smach v'tamutcha. But when? If your heart's ready to receive it, you have to find out what's in your heart. That means there's a kedima. There's a hakdama to it. It's geinish dalein. That's the yisoid of derech eretz kadmo l'Torah, by the way. Derech eretz kadmo l'Torah means that you have to prepare that in you. Derech eretz kadmo l'Torah, by the way, doesn't mean the superficial thing that your mother told you when you came with Ben Azmanim, that as you said and you didn't, she told you derech eretz kadmo l'Torah. That's not what it means, by the way. It means something else much deeper. Derech eretz kadmo l'Torah means is that. What's about Derech Eretz Kadmo L'Torah, by the way? It's a very ill-used, I don't want to hear it, by the way, because you all heard it. You all hear it all the time. Derech Eretz Kadmo L'Torah. That's not what it means. You know what it means? I'll tell you what it means. The makor for Derech Eretz Kadmo L'Torah is learned out of the pasuk. The makor for Derech Eretz Kadmo L'Torah wasn't born in a parenting course. It comes from a drash of Chazal of Derech Eitz Chaim. The other reason is going out of Gan Eden, being driven out of Gan Eden by Gorj. Shtei Derech Eitz Chaim. From the Chazal Darsh and Tanhuma, Derech Eretz Kadmo L'Torah. Derech Eitz Chaim. You have to have Derech Eretz. In fact, the Hilchos Chasemes, Tosachim Parshas Bereishis, Chasemes over there, point is in this Chadash, the Chiddush of Derech Eretz Kadmo L'Torah. So Hilchos Chasemes, Pshat Hazei, when other region did the Chet, so he lost the Darga of Shlemos that he had before the Chet. Before the Chet of other region, Ruchnius was accessible. He gives us a mashal, which the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says in Parashas Kedoshim. Before the Chet of Adar Rishon, stating the Gemara, that Los Alavoy, it's going to grow cake. You don't have to take the wheat and plow it and harvest it and grind it. State in Rashi in Sanhedrin, Rosh Hashanah, Sholdix, that the wheat was a tree. You plucked off the tree, everything was ready. And the same way in the Kashmir's world, everything was ready, accessible. Ruchanis was accessible also. After the Chet of Adar Rishon, where he lost his dargo, their heart called the man, human being, the man is not ready for Torah. You have to first prepare it. So the makom where it was in his chadish, derech eretz kadmo l'Torah, was right when he was going out of Gan Eden. Derech eretz kadmo l'Torah, the ball game is over. You can't take Torah into yourself. You have to prepare yourself. You're not naturally prepared for Torah anymore. You can't just pluck it off the tree. Take a rajbo off the tree. You take a kseis off. There's gain. Derech eretz, derech eitz chaim. That was the critical turning point in the history of mankind. That if you want to access ruchnius and you want to absorb it on the level of smach bochor, then you have to, what do you call it? Then you have to prepare yourself. There's a hakdama to Torah. Derech eretz kadmo l'Torah. So it's not just about behavior. That's the chitzeni is the gazat. That's what our parents use as a tool to get us to behave. Doesn't work, yidua. One of the educational tools which have failed dismally. But the oimik of derech eretz kadmo l'Torah is not a behavioral word. It's a tanai koidem lamaisa of understanding that the tanai to be mischaber to Torah requires tikkun derech eretz anish geitish nish. It's over. Now, that's the oimik of what the Ali Shur is saying over here. The oimik of what the Ali Shur is saying over here is that vivalt the goal is smach bochur b'yal nusach is a simin. It's a simin. It's not a goal. It's a simin of how much you're able to absorb Torah. How much is part of you. And that requires hakdama. That requires The clearest example of this is the next paragraph. He says as follows. Shlemus Amidus, Hechachu Lasokas HaTorah Malaseh. Everybody knows that Tikkun Amidus is critical to be Masik Torah. Zehu Me'amu for Sambas. Everybody knows that, says Alishra. Funny. The Divrei Chazal Bor Mirlo, Chazal said, HaTorah Nikas Me'am Chesmael, Shemitas Toivas. Here he brings down the Yisoid of Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital is the practical expression of Derech Eretz Kodem LaTorah. Derech Eretz Kodem LaTorah, if you what I just said, is a very tifazach. It means that you have to prepare the guf, to the person, the mensch, to be a kli kibbutz for Torah. Reb Chaim Vital said it in a different way. Reb Chaim Vital, that he's quoting over here, is brought down earlier in the Sefer. It's a famous Reb Chaim Vital, Talmud of Arizal. Reb Chaim Vital asked a famous question. He said, we don't find in the Torah HaKadosh any mitzvahs of the Tayag that involve midas. Doesn't say you're not allowed to get angry. Imagine if there'd be a love in the Torah of getting angry, you get malchus. Can you imagine what type of life that would be? I don't know if it's called a love shame, but maisa, it's a dibur or maisa. We're talking about people who throw dishes, not so much time, verbal. Real kas, a tantrum. Some of a tantrum is a love shame, by maisa. Gaiva. It's a love shame, by maisa also. Taiva. Midas. Kina. Imagine every time you get jealous, you get a love. Mordek. But the Bodhidina were packed. Why isn't it a mitzvah of love? Kina is a gefer l'chazach. Gaiva is a gefer l'chazach. Kas is a gefer l'chazach. Sinna is a gefer l'chazach. Why isn't it a mitzvah? Chaim Vital, quote, Yisoid v'akisi v'ashoyrish l'nefesh ha-simplis ha-shabot ha-likim ha-mitzvahs. Chaim Vital says that there's two parts of the neshama. There's the nefesh ha-sichlis, which is the higher part of the neshama, where the kiyum ha-mitzvahs have an effect. That means mitzvahs operate on and with the nefesh ha-sichlis. And the midis sit in the nefesh ha-bahamis, which is a lower level of the bahamis. It means like this. I'll explain this what it means as far as we're concerned. I don't know the Kabbalah part. I'm sure there's people who know the Kabbalah part. You have a guf and you have a neshama. The neshama, which is a chelik alakai mimal, that's a tzelam alakim, that's a nefesh ha-sichlis, alakai neshama shanisata bi tohevi. In between the neshama ha-sichlis and the neshama and the guf, is what's called the neshama of Hamas, which is a bridge between the ruchnistic part of a person, which is the part that operates mitzvahs and Torah, and then there's the guf that does the actions. Says the Rav Chaim Vital that in the middle stage, in the bridge that connects the guf to the neshama, the midas are there. This is Lashon. Yisoid v'akisev ha-shoyrish. They're the foundation. They hold up the nefesh ha-sichlis. What that means is basically, the reason why it's not Torah like mitzvahs is because the midas are before the Torah. That's what Chaim Vital speaks out. It's before the Torah. The Torah is the avodah itself that a person does to be dovek with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And every time a person does a mitzvah and learns Torah, it's empowering his neshama, like the Mesil Shoshama speaks out, and is getting more dovek and a Kodesh Baruch Hu inside the guf. The midas are in a different place in the neshama, which articulates the fact that it's a different avodah. The midas are before the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs, a person does mitzvahs and his neshama gets empowered and dovek in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The midas sit in the place, they sit, the midas sit in the place called the lower neshama, which bridges between the guf and the neshama. And the midas are the kisei and the yesoid and the shoyrish for the nefesh ha-sichlis. They're before that. So they're not part of the Torah because they're before the Torah. A b'chin of derech eretz kodem la-Torah. Now, how does it work? Where does the interaction between the midas and the guf and the neshama, that you have to fix the midas first, otherwise the guf is not going to participate in the avodas Hashem? She says over there, every time the neshama hasichlis, the neshama says, I want the Eibishter, we'll call it, okay? I want to do a mitzvah. Sends a message to the guf, let's do a mitzvah. But it has to be approved by the board of directors called the Midas. Bunch of rascals, gangsters, sitting on this board. Kena Taiva Kas. These are Ruchnius forces, by the way, which exist. They have a real Mitzvah. These are the Kechas of Ra in the world. And the Midas sit. There are Midas Taivas also. The Midas sit over there. And when the Neshama says, let's do a mitzvah, it has to be approved by the Midas. That's why the Midas are before you do the mitzvah. I give an example every year. I give the same example because it's a good example. The example that I'm giving is a very, very low-level example. but it articulates and expresses what, on a practical level, Chaim Vital meant, and why it's critical for a person to work out the midas, the derech eretz, kodma l'Torah, because your guf is, otherwise your guf is not ready for the Torah, not ready for the mitzvahs, by the way. I'll give you an example, okay? It's Erev Sukkos, and you need a dalad minim. So you need dalad minim. So you're in Yerushalayim, you heard that in Zupniks, over there in Kikar Shabbos, by the Eidei Haredi's central headquarters, they're selling dalad minim for this. Fine. So, you have a meat of atzlos. Yeah? Meat of atzlos. Lazy. You want to go, you have money to go. Parents sent you special money for dalad minim. And you have a big avos cheshek for mitzvahs, by the way. And you know Hilchos Dalad Minim. You learned it, you know it. You consider yourself a shtickle bucky. You walk around with a little magnifying glass. But Maisa, you have midah of atzlos, and it was ben hazman, it was the morning after Yom Kippur, and you're worn out after the avodah sayyim. You also had too many rogalach after the fast. V'yefshol afartam. V'rabim him, like a Ben Nisim Goyen said. And you can't get up in the morning. Get up, by the time you get up, Beshmeh, push comes to shove. Next day, Ben Azman, Doyle was going here, Doyle was going there. Also, you want to learn a little bit, only a little bit, because you're an Atzlan. And the bottom line is, you find yourself on the way to the mikveh Erev Yontov without a dalad minim. So you pick yourself up a set that they're selling over there. Over there next to with the ticket for the mikveh, they're also selling sets for 20 shekel. And they look like 20 shekel sets. But now this Atzlan guy, obviously, in the set that he bought for 25 shekels, he can't use his magnifying glass. He doesn't need to, because everything is crystal clear. The midas didn't let him do the mitzvah. He wanted to. But he didn't deal with his atzlos, so he ended up without an esrog. Then you have Mr. Kamtson. Mr. Kamtson is not an atzlan. He was up bright and early. He doesn't have a magnifying glass because he's a Kamtson, but he borrowed it from somebody. Along with most of the things that he has in his pockets are borrowed because he doesn't spend money. You know those guys who don't spend? They have. Now, Mr. Compton is very interesting. Mr. Compton is not an Atzlan. He was bright and early. He was the first one there. He doesn't have any other meters well, but he can't spend money. And the Maisa, he argued with every Yushalmi Esrik seller. Brought them down. They were ready to sell him at a loss. They just get lost. In the end, he couldn't bring himself. In the end, he picked himself up a free Ezrig that was rolling around, and he got a deal, and he was proud of it, Nachdutzu. But he doesn't have dalad minim. Now, he's happy on Yontov, he's miserable, right? He's smach bocher. So we have Mr. Kamsen, Mr. Asen, who we have next? Mr. Kaisen. No, Mr. Baltaiva. Mr. Baltaiva was on his way down Malchi Yisrael coming from Ger, and he was going to Zobnik. He's not a Kamsen, he's ready to pay for him, he's ready to buy sets for his chaverim. His father's a Torah Gdula guy. And so he's on his way down there. He's not an Atzlan either, by the way. But he's a Baltaiva and he got stuck in one of the pizza, sushi, new ice cream stores over there in Malchi Yisrael. The boutiques, not stores anymore. They destroyed Yerushalayim. And he had one slice, two slices. He was mechaber himself with a third, and he had some ice cream. And he really wanted to have, and he has money, and he's not an Atzlan, but he can't move. So Mr. Baltaiva doesn't have a, what do you call it? Ha'anishkin Esrik, a lulav. Same thing happened the next day, by the way. Ha'anishkin Esrik. In the end, he got himself a he and a hair and this and that and whatever. Mr. Sinner is not a Baltaiva, he doesn't like pizza. He's not a Compton, he has money. He's not an Atzlan, but he hates Jews. And he couldn't find himself a private showing. And he had to rub elbows with all these Yerushalmis and Israelis. And he hates, he has sinner. He doesn't show that he has sinner. He smiles at everybody, but he hates everybody. And he goes to these places and he gets claustrophobic. And he gets out of the FDA for an hour. He ganished because he has meat of sinner. Now he has the money. He's not an Atzlan. He's not a Baltaiva. And then you have Mr. Gaiva, who couldn't find an Esrik was passed for him. Couldn't find. Doesn't have sinner. He loves everybody. And he's not a Baltaiva. He's not a Kamsa. He's not an Atzlan. But in all of Yerushalayim, and it could be all the Western Hemisphere, and it could be on Mars, for a Zah, Dovik, and Hashem, and a Zah Uivit, and a person who does Nanum with a Zah Kavonis, he just couldn't find the Esrog was passed for him. And then there was the Kinna guy, who's not a Bagaiva, but he's not a sinner, not an Aslan. But the Kinna guy couldn't bring himself to buy because anyway somebody's going to have a better Esrog. So what's the purpose of buying an Esrog and then somebody has Esrog left for Shol Yontov? So he went ahead, he went down on Yontov to Rav Yeshua to use one of his Esrog again that nobody saw. And therefore, he's Yetzer. And then you have the Kaisen. Kaisen is none of the above. Not about Tahavi, he's not an Aslan, he's not a sinner guy. He has a shtickle temper and he was on his way down Machishon and somebody double parked there. And like a real Geribon Yeshiva, he got involved in Riv Loi Loi. I mean, there was a fight between two people over there. And he took a side. He didn't even know which side he was taking. But Epis, his temper blew his top. And before he knew it, he was in jail. He told his mother that it was a Kanois, but it wasn't. And Mr. Kaisen, by the way, he didn't make it to Zupnik to get himself an Esrog by the time he got himself out, right before Shkia. So he also borrowed Esrog. He covered Kinna, Taiva, Gaiva, Kaisen, Atzlan, what else? Kamsen. That's more or less it, plus minus. Yeah, so you will say you're exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. Our situation says all of them, we have all of them. That's as Meredith. And the examples I gave, each guy had it was a specialist. One guy's a specialist in Gaiva, one's a specialist in Kaisen. But yes, Baruch Hashem, we're multitask. We can do a few at the same time. And at the end of the day, all these, that's what Chaim Vital is saying. Chaim Vital is saying is that if you don't take care of this, so you might get an Esrog at the end of the day, but you're going to be miserable. Because you have Kaiva, and Taiva, and Sinna, and Atzlos, and Kas. And all the things mixed in, and they all operate together, they work hand in hand. So the level of your involvement in the mitzvahs and in Torah is only going to be relative to the amount of tikkun that you did on these things. And that's why it's not even in the Torah. The emek of Derech Eretz Kotel of the Torah is that you can't access it without fixing these things. You can't access it. And it's very, very aggravating to Sefer. Because he takes us to a place that we don't want to be. We don't want to talk about Midos Tovos. Midos Tovos is out of Tamaras. That's what they do. But us, given the guys, especially people from Bar Park, who were born, B'Shleimus Adam, Nezer Habriya, Adam Yishal Ve'echet, that's the way we're brought up, is the idea that we have to fix ourselves. Chaim Vital says it's before Torah. It's not even in the Torah yet. You can't even touch Torah if you don't take care of these things. It's the kisei, it's the yesoi, it's the shayrish. Next week we'll talk about how all these examples play out. We got to be Torah. Today we spoke about mitzvahs.